Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're up to Mizmor Tzadi Beis, and I hope everybody is doing very well. This is a Mizmor that's well known to us, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, Tov Lados LaShem, Lezamer L'Shim Chal Yom, Lagid BaBoker Chazdecha V'Emunascha B'Leilos. So this is a well-established, Boker and the Laila here are not necessarily meant to be taken literally, but that we have different ways of relating to Hashem, depending on life circumstances. Lahagid baboker chasdecha, when all things are shining bright, when hope springs eternal, so we speak of Hashem's chasid. But when it's a collective laila, as we've all experienced, v'emunascha b'leilos, right, we speak of God's faithfulness. The idea that imo anochi b'tzara, as we discussed yesterday, achaltzeu v'chabedeu, not only will He extract us, but He can elevate us at a communal level to places that we haven't even, been before. So v'emunascha b'leilos. So we say every morning, as we wake up, we note that Hashem has invested great faith in us. Rabbah emunasecha. And indeed, this is one of the attributes of Hashem. And sometimes, all we can do is, wait patiently and piously, for that to reveal itself. So the Malbim's understanding of this Mizmor in general is that the connection to Shabbos is the Eidus V'Maisa Breishis, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on the seventh day, and we continue to do that as an ongoing testimony to His creation of the world, His mastery of the world. And we talk about Hashem's Ma'asim being, very, very great. Magadlu Ma'asecha Hashem. And yet, sometimes God's true purposes are completely obscured and hidden from us. And the Malbim says that that's for a very particular reason. And it's discussed in the continuation of the Mizmor. That if Hashem's power were manifest in a more direct way, if Hashem interacted with the world on a constant basis, as He did with Dasan and Aviram, that He's splitting the ground open every day, so that would mitigate the capacity for human bechira, the significance of human agency and choice. But the fact that Hashem is more retiring, so to speak, more understated in His hashgach on the world, allows for human beings to make their own conclusions about what's going on. And for those who are paying very careful attention, as we said, to know, Magadlu Ma'asecha Hashem, Mod Amku Machshvosecha, that Hashem's purposes, especially when we're concerned, especially when it's hard for us, we can assume are not necessarily readily apparent. And that becomes an important moment of decision for us in terms of how we respond to things, right? We know that Hashem is the master of the universe, but what we can control, and this is the significance of Bechir, is our response to those things. And so, in reflection upon a period in our lives when so much was taken out of our hands, so many things. And to this day, as we continue to be vigilant and look forward to, God willing, things continuing to improve with Hashem's help, with our vigilance, nonetheless, knowing that our reaction to things is always in our control. The more events are out of control, the more important it is for us to control our reaction. And so I guess it's no small wonder then that the Mizmor concludes, with a discussion not of Hashem but of the tzaddik, right? Tzaddik atamar yifrach keres babanon yizkesh shesulim miveis Hashem bechatzros elokenu yivafricho odi nivun beseva tishenim ranim yulagid keshar Hashem tziriv lo avla savo. That the tzaddik reaffirms God's majesty and God's perfection. The Chazal tell us based on this pasuk odi nivun beseva tishenim ranim yu, speaking of a period in life when human beings begin to lose control of faculties that once were squarely under their control, right? Nonetheless, Ziknei Am Aretz, the famous Mishnah says, Datan Mitarefes Aleihem, but, Ziknei Torah, Datan Misyasheves Aleihem, that they don't get too upset, and they remain within themselves, they remain solidly rooted, Tzadika Tamar Yifrach, Shesulim Veis Hashem. So that sense of faithfulness that the tzaddik has is able to and allow them to deal adaptively with even the most challenging of life situations. And that for us is, a watchword And even as, you know, we have to be very sensitive to the range of reactions that people have, especially at times like this, for ourselves, I think we try to hold out as much as we possibly can a very, very strong sense of emuna, of faith and faithfulness, that we can not only emerge, as we spoke about yesterday, achalatzehu, but rather v'achabdehu, to reach places that we haven't reached before and maybe we would have never reached. Ma'od amku machshvosecha, God's purposes are indeed very deep. As Lincoln said, the Almighty hath his own purposes, and to be not only open to that possibility, but to be very much in a position to seize the opportunity that crisis always presents with itself. Wishing everybody a meaningful and productive day.